The day is, of course, it's a recollection of Ajahn Chah, and it is getting close to, on June 17th, will be the 100th anniversary of his birth. So that was the impetus that finally got this book done. Sort of like, okay, this is coming up, but we have to have something. You better get it together. And so Ajahn Jayasaro put a lot of work into bringing this book together of Ajahn Chah's life. And reflecting on it, Ajahn, this is the 100th anniversary of his birth, but his teaching has affected so many people over such a period of time. And it is quite amazing to think that Ajahn Chah hasn't taught physically, in terms of since about 1983 or something. That was when he became, I mean, his health went downhill very quickly over a period of 2 or 3 years. And then he was completely debilitated, lost his ability to motor capabilities, his speech. And so he was about 63, 64, something like that, when he stopped teaching. Which, I mean, I look at myself and I look around the room, and and there's a few of us who are over that age. So that, or even those who are getting close, you think, well, he accomplished such a lot in quite a short period of time, really, and is lasting benefit to so many people. So there's something really special about that. And of course, he was ill for about 9 years, 10 years, bedridden. Looked after by the community, and he passed away in 1992. So that even though he didn't have a long life, he had an impactful life, and I think that is something that is he would be happy knowing he had the impact rather than knowing that he was able to live for a long time, I think. That was really his commitment to his own practice and for the benefit of others.